Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
We're live at Padres Fantasy Camp in Peoria, Arizona, and we will be here also on Monday, Tuesday, and even a little bit of Wednesday when you guys have your championship game. So lots more guests. I'm seeing some more of the coaches walk in. There's Terry Kennedy right over there. Remember, he traded Woods last year. First ever trade, only ever trade in history. He just walked by. Yeah, he did not want to revisit last year's incident
please.
And trade. No interviews right now. First, before we do anything else to kick off our final hour, it is time to announce our biggest fan of the day. If you hear your name called, you will have 10 minutes to call Adam back in our studios at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our grand prize, a night at a Padres game in our Odyssey Suite this season. Ooh. 20 tickets for you and your friends with all the fan staff, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. And this morning's biggest fan is Julian Barajas from Oceanside. Julian Barajas from Oceanside, you are on the clock. 833-288-0973. Call now to qualify for our biggest fan grand prize. And you can still get your name in at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan.
How you feeling?
Good, a little tired. I mean, this is our first week back after our two-week holiday break.
Yeah.
And it was a big week. I mean, we came back. We had shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I anchored the news. We drove over 6 hours yesterday.
Yeah, long day
and
yesterday.
And then had dinner with Major and his producer, Arden, good guy, last
great
night.
Dude.
And then I slept on a couch last night.
Yeah.
And getting up and doing a show. So I found myself in this final hour to start feeling a little bit tired at this point.
It's also Friday.
Yeah.
You also have golf lined up.
I do.
So
I do.
And I, you know, Paulie and I have baseball. The mind does start to wander
a little bit.
A little bit. And that's okay. We're going to push through for all the tier ones out there.
Absolutely. Did you do a Randall report, or are we just going to know? Just checking. I wasn't sure. Usually we sometimes do that at this point. I wasn't sure. I didn't think so, but just wanted to make sure I wasn't supposed to kick it to the Randall report at this point.
No, you're good. It's the Ben report.
Oh, you want to do the Ben report right now?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Let's see what we can do in the Ben report right now. Well, I mentioned the breaking news from earlier about Ketel Marte going to stay with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Didn't have time to really break that down.
Nor should we, I don't think. I mean, nothing's happening. He's just staying on with the team that is on.
They did also confirm that that means they are basically out of the Alex Bregman sweepstakes.
How come?
They were going to use the money after trading Ketel Marte to pay for Bregman. But with Marte not going anywhere, they don't feel like they're going to go out and sign. Unless they can get very creative, was the quote I saw. They probably aren't going to be able to land Alex Bregman.
I would understand if Ketel Marte was a third baseman, right? I mean, they have money to spend in Arizona.
Do they not? Here in Arizona.
Here in Arizona, actually. and I did see, are they one of the nine teams? There were nine more teams.
Yes.
That we have not gotten to this story this week.
So nine more teams have opted out of their deal with FanDuel Sports, the old Bally Sports, the regional sports network that the Padres were in, and one of six teams that left had their deals blow up due to the bankruptcy. Well, apparently that company is not doing financially well again and could be facing another round of bankruptcy at the end of the NBA and NHL season.
Ooh.
And that has given the opportunity for nine more teams to opt out of their deals. Rob Manfred did say that if they want to come and join the MLB-produced team, like the Padres,
yep,
Mariners, I believe the Diamondbacks are one of them,
are already
one of them, they can do that, or they can try to find another host for their games, another carrier for their games this season. But it could be, by the end of this offseason, half of the teams in Major League Baseball could be having their local telecast produced by Major League Baseball. So the Padres were like one of one when it started. Now they could be one of 15 at the end of this offseason as Major League Baseball kind of consolidates control of these local media rights.
Who are the RSNs that are left over? WGN?
I mean, the big boys.
Dodgers.
Spectrum Dodgers.
Yes Network.
Yes Network for the Yankees.
Mets on SNY.
Yeah, so you've got the big boys are still alive.
All major markets right there.
Mm-hmm.
Big, huge, top three major markets. The middling markets have it's gone away. The RSN model did not prove to be very fruitful for these teams.
It was going great.
It was until, for a while.
Until the main company,
right,
which was Bally and then FanDuel, but Main Street Sports is the name of the corporate overlord of that, all of that, has just not been able to make enough money.
Yep.
And the reason for that is because so many people have cut the cable cord. They were making their money off of cable fees. So people, whatever your cable bill was, you know, for most people, $120 for Woods,
$360
$400 or whatever it was.
Normal.
They were taking a cut, whatever it was, like $6 or $4 out of every cable bill every month was going to their regional sports networks. And that helped pay for those big rights deals for teams. But as more people cut the cord and signed up for the MLB apps and whatever instead of paying for cable, well, they saw their revenues dip precipitously, which meant that they couldn't afford
to pay these
deals,
yep,
that they had signed up for anymore, which led them to the bankruptcy, which led them, like Padres and other teams, to getting out of these deals. So these teams, that the new ones, are the Braves, Reds, Tigers, Royals, Angels, Marlins, Brewers, Cardinals, and Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay, so they'll all be controlled by Major League Baseball.
Unless they find another deal in the next few months. Or if FanDuel makes it through their bankruptcy, they could also go back to FanDuel. That's still an option.
Okay.
But my guess is that now that they've split, very few, if any of them, will go back that route. I bet most of them, if not all of them, go to Major League Baseball the way the Padres have.
Sure. And you wonder what it's going to look like in 5 years,
well,
right?
And that's the big thing, because, you know, the idea from Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball is to get all of the teams under the same umbrella, at which point they could pitch it to a Apple or,
yeah,
a Netflix to control the rights for all the local broadcasts of the league and turn that into a multi-billion-dollar package that they can sell and then share the revenue among the 30 teams. The biggest stumbling block, of course, are those big boys. The Dodgers,
the Yankees,
the Mets, who don't want to give up their massive advantage with
either
local TV rights.
I wouldn't either, frankly. I would not have any interest in it whatsoever.
So we'll see how that goes over the next few years, but the trend is now certainly going toward less regional sports networks, more Major League Baseball-produced broadcasts.
Yeah. Does this make you nuts, everyone?
I know it does. I know it does. Because it drives me a little bit nuts, so I know Ben is raging right now.
Can you? What would you say in TV?
Stand by.
You would say stand by, but we're already on.
Quiet on the set?
Oh, quiet on the set.
Quiet on the set.
Okay. You hear that a lot?
It's fine. We're kind of guests in here, so I can't really.
If
I was in the studio, I would be quite like, get out of the studio. But
we're
kind of the guests here, and we're in the middle of the hallway.
If you want to be the one to tell Tom Seidler to shut the F up, that's on you.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
But we did. So when I'm doing television, and we are like recording something in the studio, but there might be some engineers or, you know, like they're working
milling
on
about
the sides and they're talking too loud. There's an intercom that the director will be the one who does that. Put the standby, prepare to record, so everyone knows just to be
just
quiet.
Pipe
it's like
down.
It's like the subtle way, instead of saying just be quiet,
right,
it's like, hey, you notice we're kind of trying to record or we're trying to air something here, so let's be quiet about things.
I've got some news. The Padres have just sent out an email, and this is pretty topical for us. We were just talking about Randy Jones and how much Fantasy Camp means to him and how different this whole experience this year is going to be without him. The Padres have just sent out an email that they are planning a celebration of life for Randy Jones. It's going to be at Petco Park on January 24th.
Amazing.
That's a Saturday.
Saturday the 24th at 11 a.m. I'm scrolling to the bottom. It says, please visit padres.com/events to claim tickets or for additional details surrounding the celebration of life for Randy Jones.
So right.
I knew that was coming.
Like
I just didn't know when.
FanFest, it's a free event, but you just need to
you
claim
need
tickets in advance. So they can accommodate everyone for a celebration of life for Randy Jones, is terrific.
I missed Peters because I was coaching that day,
right.
And that was really hard. I don't regret it. You know, I was bummed to miss it. I don't miss. You know, I don't regret going and coaching my child. And I have the sinking feeling that I'll probably be doing the same. At least, maybe not coaching, but at least going to view. Both my sons are playing basketball now. Taylor's first game is this weekend. Never played basketball before. Plays in the street and stuff. But I'm missing 5 sporting events this week being out here. And that's hard. It's hard to do. Part of the reason why I left the Seals is because I didn't want to miss a bunch of stuff. And here I am missing a bunch of stuff anyway. And I feel a bit like crap dad. But I'll get over it, I'm sure.
I wonder who they're going to tap.
Yeah.
To talk about Randy, because there's so many people.
Are you throwing your name cautiously into the ring?
Absolutely not.
That's what it felt like.
That is the opposite of what you misread that situation entirely.
I'm pretty good.
I'd rather have you do it.
I would never want to do it.
I know
it's
you
Mutt and Don. Obviously, it's going to
be. Well, they'll be. I mean, they'll be up.
The
I think they'd be up there, but I'm like with Peter Seidler's celebration. There were, it felt like 8 or 9 at least speakers that came up and. You know, Randy, there could be 100 people.
Literally.
Who
anybody that's ever been associated with the Padres
yeah.
could talk about
really,
Randy Jones.
I mean, the trouble will be narrowing it down.
That's
true. It'll be a 15-hour celebration of life. Yeah. It really should be for Randy. So, my guess is they're going to try to keep it to a reasonable length.
They should keep it the length of Randy Jones' fastest start.
That's right.
Exactly. On the nose.
1 hour and
38?
1 minutes or something.
1:31, whatever it was.
Jeez.
Keep it exactly... to that number. We're going to start sharp at this time. We're going to end sharp at this time because that's how RJ would have wanted it. That's how he would have done it.
Very efficient. You know, not a lot of time in between speakers. You just get the mic and just keep going.
Ground ball, ground ball, ground ball, ground ball, ground ball, ground ball, ground ball.
It's sad, man. I'm sitting here and I can see into the Padres clubhouse here at the complex, and we mentioned it earlier, there's the picture of Peter and his quote right above the entrance to the clubhouse, and then when you walk under that, right on the big screen is a big picture of Randy Jones in remembrance, and it's like, man, those are just two in a billion.
Yep.
you're not going to find people like them, and I'm very, very sad. I miss them both very much.
No question, man. It's going to be that will be a celebration because Randy. One thing about Randy that you'll remember from Fantasy Camp, he did like to celebrate. Big fan of celebrating.
He was a big fan of celebrating.
He had noted celebrator, celebrator Randy Jones. So it will be great for all Padres fans to get together that day.
All right, let's take a time out. We will wrap things up. We can look ahead to the weekend and what's coming up. We can also try to drag in another guest or so before the top. Of the hour, and of course we'll be back here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with more live coverage from Padres Fantasy Camp. Don't go away. Ben and Woods continuing on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We are here at Blue Apron. We know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Live from Padres Fantasy Camp in Peoria, Arizona, Ben Woods and Paul. What's on the agenda today? So how does Fantasy Camp start?
It's low-key.
For participants.
It's actually low-key today. I don't think we get going with baseball activities for another few hours. We'll have lunch, then we'll do pitchers and catchers, and then we'll do our hitting groups.
It's evaluation day.
So this is like Little League, essentially. You got a tryout day,
yep.
And then you need to be assigned to your teams.
Yeah.
And they'll
draft tonight.
Draft with the coaches. We'll get together after doing their evaluations in order to make the teams balanced. So when you're competing, you know, hopefully they're kind of fair and even.
Yeah, I think we have like a clubhouse meeting after lunch, and then everybody goes out for a pretty intense stretching and you know, getting all loose for all the first day of the week. Always the toughest part. And then,
you draft a team, too, you have to take into account, let's say you draft 13 players. Take into account that probably six of them are going to be bandaged from head to toe after 2 days. So you kind of have to it's really a lot of luck, you know, involved.
How important, I'm sure it varies from coach to coach, but how badly do you think they want to have the best team? I mean, they're competitive
a lot.
I was already in the coach's room like 5 minutes ago cherry picking. I was like, hey, come on, make it happen. Pick me.
Oh, you're lobbying for
really?
Yourself.
Yes.
But you don't know who else
I've
is
been in the
be
last place
team.
Game in the last like 3 years.
Yeah, you don't have to name names, though, but do you think there are better and worse coaches/GMs for this process?
I think it's a matter of personal preference who you would most like to play for. But you really can't go wrong per se. Mud and Loretta, I'm looking around, make sure they're not here. They were mentally checked out last year.
There's two coaches for every team.
Yeah, their mm-hmm. team would be at the field getting ready for a game, looking around. Their skippers were nowhere to be found. Mm.
And who is Scan's co-coach?
I would let Bob Scanlon coach me.
Who's your co-coach?
Big, tall
God, you look good.
Man, you look
Why
good.
You sit
What's
out?
Your
sit
team?
Out.
Well, Jesus.
Just pop in. We'll have to get your thoughts next week after you've been here for a couple of days. But
we have nothing else right now. Why not interview Scan now?
We'll put him in at the moment. But
I love that. We've got nothing else. So let's
Scan,
go with some chopped liver.
To the
I'm like,
bullpen.
Yeah, so who have you been assigned? Who's your co-coach?
Carlos Hernandez.
Okay.
Momedanos Parachos. We are bringing it, boys.
You are.
I'm looking forward to this.
You
By
are.
By the way, I have heard you are the man.
Why?
Because you bring it out
Oh,
here.
I throw like 65 miles an hour.
Really?
There's young kids out here.
Ben, how come we're not seeing you in uniform this time?
Because I am an adult who knows my limitations. Wow. Unlike this person who thinks he's going to live forever.
That's the problem here, man. This is about reliving your childhood. We're all kids here during this thing,
That's right.
Let's be kids and have some fun.
I get to go play golf this afternoon. I will have the time of my life. I get the best part, though. I get to talk to the coaches. I hear all the stories.
True.
And I don't have to pull a hamstring.
Well, I was going to say, here's the difference. You're never going to meet the training staff the way the rest of us are going to meet the training staff on an intimate basis.
No, JoJo doesn't have to touch me at all, which is probably to his benefit, actually. So
now, feel good to put the uniform back on again?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Man, this is awesome.
Have you done fantasy camps before?
This is my first time. I'm a rookie.
Not Cubs, not Astros.
Nothing. No, first time. So I'm super excited about it. Everybody I talk to says it's just an amazing week, whether you talk to campers or coaches.
Yeah.
It's just all kinds of fun. And I'm waiting to get hazed in my first day.
Oh, they'll get you. Hoffy will get you somehow.
Yeah, sure,
he will get
sure.
you
yeah,
for yeah. sure, man. But
how many have you been to now? This is like
all of them.
Really?
All of them since they brought it back in 2019. Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite week of the year.
You know, it's really cool too. I've heard there's a ton of people that return, like the majority
of
the campers.
80%.
Yes, which is amazing. And that is a testament to how much fun this is that people want to be.
And not just one time, like seven times. You know, they come back.
Yeah.
I would hate to miss.
How many people were at that first one?
21.
Two teams.
21.
Really?
21. Yeah. 21.
Oh my gosh.
We have 100 and. Played the same team.
Was that out of Petco?
No, that was the second year of COVID.
Okay, so I remember seeing one out of Petco.
That was fun.
Yeah.
But this one is it's multiplied, man, and they're going to run out of room. They're going to run out of lockers at some point because I mean
they've already moved into the minor league locker because the major league can't hold everybody.
So you know, give everybody an opportunity.
Two different weeks. I'll come 2 different weeks.
No one invited you.
Mrs. Woods would love it. She would love if I came out 2 weeks.
Fantasy camp every day of the year. Go.
Well, we were just hearing the Yankees basically do. They've got. Jesse was in. They've got regular camp. They got November camp. They got women's camp. They got family camp. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people over the course of multiple camps.
Quickly, awesome. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I've just been back in the gym a lot, and how do you get your biceps to look like that? Because mine don't. Do you train them a lot?
I don't know that I've got biceps.
Are you kidding me?
Come on.
What's your routine?
First of all, my routine is my daughter is a nutritionist.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And so she's got me eating as healthy as I've ever eaten in my life. So
what's that look like?
No carbs. No sugars.
But
no seed oils.
Scan the king
the
of the press box meal.
Yeah.
So you down to no carbs? That's amazing.
So do you train, though. You go to the gym and lift. Okay.
Yeah.
Carbless.
Mostly, yeah. So I get carbs out of the Greek yogurts. I do berries and honey. So I try to get healthy carbs in me as much as I can, but not the cheap ones.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I know we're getting into the weeds on food.
No, that's all right. You do look
but
a little
really
more
proud of her and what she's doing.
Yeah,
and I feel great. And so I'm really grateful for everything that she's been able to teach me. Allie V.
And she does that professionally?
She does, yeah. So her husband's a jiu-jitsu fighter.
Oh, my God.
And so she's been training him and working with him on his stuff, right? Sometimes you got to cut weight. So she came in with this great program of how you do that, put the weight back on and do it in a healthy fashion. And she started introducing it to me. I was her first guinea pig. I'm surviving so far. So now she's got a bunch of clients.
And how many days in a week in the gym are you?
Probably 3 or 4.
Okay.
Yeah. Try to get some running. How about you? What's the program going like?
I was going every day, and then I realized that I'm actually hurting myself.
You've got to have
I need to rest a little bit, a little more recovery.
But that's how he rolls, right? Type A personality. Let's go.
That's
if it's good for one day, it's good for 2 days a week.
Yeah, let's do it for 6 days, 7.
Every day. Yeah.
And now, though, I'm like, okay, I haven't worked out in the last 2 days, so now I'm feeling like a load again. So it just can come and go really quickly. But you see, Scan, when he puts that uniform on, are you gonna sling it a little bit this week?
I don't know. We're gonna wait and see.
How's the arm
feel? I don't know what to expect. The arm feels good. So I actually was playing a little catch in the last few weeks, and I'm like,
you'll need to throw a little BP
Josh
for this guy.
Said, hey,
at least,
Steiner,
at
you know,
point.
If you need somebody for the second half, I'll see if I can give you a little.
I want to have a catch with you if that's possible. I want to sling it with you.
All right, that'd be fun.
Be a blast.
All right,
but,
let's do it.
Thank you, Scan.
We should do it early so that we're both
fine. Yeah, 100%. 100%. And off season going good for you?
Amazing.
Good.
Yeah. Thanks be to God. Everything's good.
Good.
Spending time with my wife, reintroducing myself after being gone all season.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but yeah. Everything's great. Fired up for this. Fired up for spring training around the corner. So let's get after it.
I shared a little bit of the conversation that you and I shared with Ruben Niebla at Michael King's press conference. I thought just some fascinating insight from Ruben about the pitchers and stuff. I mean, that guy is just amazing.
I love Ruben. He is so on top of everything. What's so cool, too, is to think that he actually built a program over in Cleveland. And you look at the Cleveland pitching staffs that they have, and it's not by accident. And it starts with the minor leagues and the things that he was able to teach those guys, building a program, learning a program on its own. It's not like he was born with this knowledge. It's, you know, what's working for guys, let's fine-tune it. And his ability to connect with guys, I think, is the most important part. Guys come in and they know he cares, right? He is there for you. And he's telling different things to different guys, because that's another thing as a player. Like, okay, this guy cares, but I know that he said the exact same thing to this guy.
Right.
And did he tell you the same thing? Yeah, he told me the same thing. And you feel, okay, he's a one-trick pony. Ruben is not about that. And he looks at each guy. He puts together a game plan of, I see three things, five things, maybe seven things that we can work with this guy on. Now what is the proper order to put them in so that we can get the most out of this guy without overwhelming him, making sure that he's on track, both mentally, physically, how you use the stuff. I mean, it's so fun to watch. And now he's training other guys in the organization to do it as well, and he has his whole team around him to help guys.
Well, I thought one of the most interesting things he told us about J.P. Sears and how they acquire him, obviously, at the deadline, and he goes to the minors. They try to get him to work on the new cutter, and he talked about how he kind of debuted it in that last start that he made. And then Woodsy was looking and showing us J.P. Sears posting a little bit of that cutter as he's working on in the offseason, and really good movement on it. I mean, you can see tangibly, like, what happens when Ruben gets a hold of these guys and starts developing some of their pitches a little bit more.
No doubt. It was kind of a cheat, too, because Ruben had mentioned it to me when JP came over. And, hey, what do you see? Oh, I see a couple things. You know, one thing I think at some point I want to start introducing a cutter. And so I'm early, like, in on the know of, like, hey, kid, you've got an exciting thing coming your way. You know?
And he's a worker, too, I heard.
Yes, no. And so, but again, it's, you need to perform at the big league level. When is the right time to start introducing some of that stuff? And so, as you mentioned, Ben, he went down to the minor leagues. He comes back with a cutter. We saw how effective it was. Now he's going to have a whole offseason to work with some of the things that Ruben has in mind. And so that's every year you come back and you feel like, okay, we're going to see a new, improved product than the year before, and it's all by design.
Bob Scanlon's with us here on Ben and Woods. When you pitched, talk about, you know, they're so much more intentional with how they do things now, right?
Sure,
like, and you would never ever think about these days being like, you know what, in this game today, I'm going to try that new two-seam grip that I saw on Instagram and just see how it goes. You got to run it. You got to run it up the flagpole.
Learn how to pitch on YouTube, right?
When you pitched, though, it was a little more loosey-goosey, wasn't it? Was it like, I'm going to try this in pregame, and then if it feels good in my hand, I might try the game tonight.
So, to your point, yes or no? So, yeah, it was more loosey-goosey because that's how we had to do it, right?
Right.
You'd be talking to your teammate and be like, hey, man, how do you throw it? What is that pitch? You know? Or you're playing catch before the ball game, and you're messing around with something, and all of a sudden it's there, and you know your teammate's like, hey, man,
I'm
bust
throwing
it out.
Bust it out tonight.
Let's go. See what it's got. So it was some of that. So, yeah, we were more experimental in that respect.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that I think is the biggest difference maker for the players now. Is because of all the technology and the information, it just so expedites your ability to try something new and understand, A, is it working beyond the hitters letting it, and, you know, does it have a future? How can I make it better? And how do I incorporate it with the rest of my pitches?
Sure.
Whereas for us, it might take months to figure all that out.
Yeah.
You know, is this real? Is it not?
And a lot of trial and error, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Now you can expedite that process literally in a bullpen where you find out this is the arm slot. This is the grip that works better. This is where you're getting your maximum movement. And this is how we're going to now complement that with these other two pitches. So the learning process is so much faster now than it used to be. And you're not wasting your time on stuff that's not going to work.
That's true.
So that's the thing that I'm kind of jealous of this new generation
of. Bob, something Woods and I were both curious about, we were going to ask some of the coaches, but since we've got you here and you were a big leaguer for several years, did you ever go through the arbitration process?
No, I was able to avoid it.
You did? Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
but you know guys that did.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
I
avoided it because nobody, what am I going to argue at that time? Like, dude, I want another pair of shoes in my locker this year, okay? If I don't get that other pair of shoes, I'm not coming to camp.
You're like, I'll take it. What do you got?
Exactly.
It's kind of like doing radio in San Diego. They're this is what we're giving you. Sounds good, right?
Hey, when I started, I got paid in Papa John's coupons.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. When you know guys that probably have been through it.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't sound like a great process.
No, it's not good for the players by any means. I mean, basically, you're a player. You want to feel like, I'm a part of this organization. I love these guys. These guys love me, and we want to work together to build a championship team here, right? And then you go through this process where their job is to rip you apart. And I had so many teammates, they came out of that process just bitter.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like, really? That's how they feel about me?
Wow.
After I put my arm on the line for them all last year, I pitched 7 out of 10 days last year, and they're coming into the arbitration thing telling me how I was terrible at this.
Late to a meeting or something, right?
Yeah, whatever. But that's... the negotiating process.
That's terrible.
And afterwards, organizations would try to go up to guys, hey, man, you know, it's
just business.
Right? You know, that type of thing. It wasn't business when I was putting my career on the line for you guys, and you just ripped me apart. So, you know. So, yeah, it can get really dicey at times. Contentious, dicey in terms of how do we move forward now? And now it's not about the money. Now you feel like it's a personal thing.
Wow.
And so sometimes that happens.
It's riveting, man.
Which is why, you know, we applaud A.J. Preller's strategy of never, ever going to an arbitration hearing. And
I
did it again.
You
know, signed everybody yesterday.
That's
so.
A great point. You guys bring up a great point in terms of keeping that coherency and really what are you arguing over? And really, and oftentimes, now there are some different cases like the Scooble thing now where they got a $13 million difference. And this really sets the tone for the rest of the pitchers moving forward. So that's a different deal. But still, how much are you spending on your attorneys and your lawyers and everybody else to go through this process versus what you're actually going to save if you quote-unquote win? So, you know, hopefully both sides are on the same table of like, hey, we want this to be a positive thing and let's move forward.
But if you're the Tigers, it's like Rosie Perez. Even if you win, you really lose because now you're at this...
You actually lose.
You're at this process with a two-time Cy Young Award winner quibbling.
And honestly, I don't know what they're going to say negative.
Right. What are you going to say?
Exactly. It's like,
somebody said
he's the best pitcher in the game, and he's won the Cy Young 2 years in a row.
Somebody said he should walk in with them.
You didn't get every Cy Young vote.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't unanimous.
Somebody said he should walk in with each one under his arm. I'm ready to talk. I came to the table ready to talk. But Scan, you're the man, as you know. We love you.
I can't stop looking at your biceps.
I know.
What said it. Yeah, look at that.
All right. Something.
He's in good shape. Well, enjoy your first fantasy
Thanks,
camp.
Guys.
Maybe we'll check in next week just to see how it's going
Look
for
forward
you.
To great to see you guys.
Get that whip ready.
Let's get our arms ready.
All right. We're going to take last time out. We'll come back, talk about what's coming up this weekend and everything else on the table with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Ben and Woods.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's live at Padres Fantasy Camp, wrapping up our first day.
Oh, yeah.
And I got some scheduling news for the San Diego Padres that just came out. Remember, ESPN Sunday Night Baseball is being replaced by NBC Sunday Night Baseball. And NBC just announced their first season. Looks like every game has been announced for NBC Sunday Night schedule. And
nice.
I count four appearances by your San Diego Padres, beginning on Sunday, May 17th,
okay,
at the Seattle Mariners. That's going to be a Peacock-only game. They're not all on NBC. Some of them are streaming.
Oh, they do the NBC Peacock.
They bit. Will. Yep. That one's a Peacock game. But then on July 5th, they will be at the Los Angeles Dodgers on NBC National at 4 p.m.
Okay.
And then at home on August 9th, the Houston Astros coming to Petco Park. That's a 5 p.m. start. That'll also be on NBC National. And then the last appearance will be the second to last weekend of the season, September 13th in San Francisco.
Nice.
That's a Peacock game at 4 o'clock. So those are your four Padres Sunday nationally televised games coming up for the 2026 season.
Does it make the distinction on what's NBC and what's Peacock?
Yeah. There's
how many Peacock games?
So the first two are on NBC National, and then they go on a run where most of them are on Peacock from April through May, and then from the end of May until all the way until football season starts to the end of August, they'll all be on NBC. So you're going to have lots of NBC games over the summer. And then once they get back to Sunday Night Football, obviously, those games go back to Peacock, it looks like.
K-Law said, another Padres-Dodger game not called by Don and Mutt. I already know I'm going to be pissed off.
We don't know yet who the NBC Sunday night. Jason Benetti was rumored to be
Kevin
one
Brown.
Of the lead announcers, but they have not officially announced the broadcast team yet.
Yeah, and yeah, you got to get those true rivalries like we have with the Mariners, who I think own us at this point, right?
They certainly did last year. The Vetter Cup was not that competitive, unfortunately. Yeah. So
I wonder if that dies a quiet death.
I sure hope so.
I mean, the Mariners probably want to keep it going.
Probably
they're more than happy with it.
Hey, we're going to go ahead and keep the guitar over here.
We didn't know it at the time. That Mariners team did turn out to be
pretty good,
pretty darn good
pretty
at the end
good.
Of the season. They were this far from knocking off the Toronto Blue Jays and getting to the World Series in that Game 7 of the LCS.
Yeah, let's paint that picture of Padres-Dodgers. When did you say it was? July 5th?
July 5th.
July 5th. Clayton Kershaw in the booth. I mean, this is great. Well, this is going to be great.
4th of July weekend in Los Angeles against the Dodgers on national television.
Yeah, we get Kersh in the booth. It's going to be fantastic.
All right, let's check traffic, and then we can look ahead to what's coming up this weekend as well with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, football a lot this weekend starting tonight.
With all right, lay it on me.
Second game of the college football playoff, Indiana-Oregon are at 4:30 in the Peach Bowl.
We'll be watching it here in the clubhouse, Paul.
Yeah, you can watch it here in the clubhouse, absolutely, while you're getting your teams drafted and assigned. I'll watch the Peach Bowl tonight with the winner advancing to face Miami in the national championship game on January 19th. And then we get to the Pro Football Wild Card round of the NFL playoffs starting tomorrow. Got two games tomorrow. Rams-Panthers will be the first one at 1:30 on Fox. And then Packers-Bears, a very intriguing matchup tomorrow night.
I feel like they've played
Prime
every
Video.
Other weekend for the last, like, 2 months.
They have played. Like,
this will be their third meeting
in
about
6 weeks.
5 or 6 weeks.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, they are sick of each other.
Oh,
I promise
you division rival. Like, they already hate each other. Ugh.
Sunday, triple header starts with Bills-Jaguars at 10 a.m. on CBS. Yeah.
Okay.
And then at 1:30, it's 49ers at Eagles on Fox. And then it wraps up with Sunday Night Football on NBC, and that's the Chargers at the Patriots at 5 p.m.
Good game, too.
And then Monday Night Football wraps up the wild card weekend with the Texans visiting the Steelers at 5 p.m. Now, yesterday, when you guys were on the road, Adam and I did the football threesome, and I made my bold prediction. I picked every single underdog to either cover or win outright.
Wow.
Which, the only problem with that is it forced me to pick the Chargers to at least cover. They're 3.5, four and a half point underdogs against the Patriots. But
it's one of those things, it's not going to hit, but, like, that's probably the smart play in the playoffs,
for
right?
For sure.
Not a ton of blowouts.
That's what I'm expecting. There are, usually in the next round, usually you get some blowouts. But this round, I would expect the games to be close. The only big spread is the Rams, who are 10.5 point favorites. But again, that's on the road against a Panthers team that has beaten some good teams. You know, they are at home. They're not playing great, but the Rams have also stubbed their toe. They lost to the Falcons a few weeks ago. They're not a perfect team. I still see a lot of people picking them to go or win the Super Bowl as a 5 seed, and they certainly can, but the road's not going to be easy because they'll likely have to play the Seahawks on the road in the divisional round if they win this one, which is a very, very tough path for the for the Los Angeles Rams. So, yeah, I think every team that's the underdog, and by the way, some of them are underdogs at home, like the Panthers, are going to be able to keep it close. I like the Jags to win outright. They're underdogs against the Bills. I think the Jags are the better team. I think Josh Allen is great, but he's not a one-man band. The defense is not good. I don't think he can carry that team all the way. Other people disagree. I saw ESPN, I think it was Bill Barnwell, picked Rams over Bills in his Super Bowl, that they thought they were going to go all the way. That's how wide open this is, though.
It'd be fun, man.
You can take a team that you think is going to lose in the first round, they could easily win the Super Bowl this year.
We're not, you know, that's the bummer. I love being out here, obviously, but we're not going to get to see much of these games. Now, you're going to be playing... How much
in the morning? I'll play some golf.
How much golf are you playing?
Watch most of the games, other than probably the Bills Jaguars.
Are you just doing 18 a day?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Well, because it's the winter and you don't have a lot of daylight.
Oh,
summer is when you do 36.
But it's a good point.
In winter, you really got to limit yourself to 18.
Okay, it's a good point.
So
good point. It is.
But no, yeah, we'll be done and we'll come out and watch football and maybe even come out and check some fantasy camp baseball in the afternoon.
Yeah, because we do need to get that AB in at some point.
I want to do it on Monday.
Okay,
so I'll be here all day Monday
after I'm nice and tired and the arm is seized up on me. Okay,
well, I was just talking to a rookie first time here and he goes, "Hey man, huge fan. Like you guys are actually the reason I'm here. Kept hearing you guys talking about it." He goes, "Why doesn't Ben ever play?"
It's a great question.
I don't know.
I've answered that question many times. I would injure myself very quickly.
How do you know?
Because I am not very athletic, Woods.
You swing a golf club very well.
Yeah, it requires no movement whatsoever. I could swing the... No, I can't run at all.
I mean,
if you give me a Peloton that I could jump on and bike. And bike my way maybe around the bases.
No, but you can't ride a real
bike. No, a Peloton, like a track of some sort.
A stationary bike.
And it moves you as you move.
Yeah.
All right, so, like, hypothetically, you're up to bat. You roll to shortstop. Like, are you even making an attempt to run?
Are you just turning around going back to the dugout?
I'm a good walker. Like, I can walk well. Like, I walk on the golf course, so if I could do, like, speed
you
walking
don't walk well.
To first base.
We've been over that. We're trying to help you walk
better. Not gracefully, but quickly. I can do quickly.
Has the new walking style, have you thought about now maybe trying to incorporate a little bit of running?
Oh, no. That's far beyond, far advanced for my level.
Purple says, nobody loves stationary exercise like Benjamin Higgins.
Yes. I am a huge fan of exercise that does not take me from one place to another.
Stair stepper.
Yes.
Love the stair stepper.
Treadmill. Stair stepper.
You had an elliptical, didn't you?
Elliptical or a stair stepper?
We had both. We had a stair stepper at home.
Yeah.
I went to the gym and did one. I never had a treadmill at home, but sometimes I'll do those when I go to a gym somewhere.
What does that mean psychologically? Like you have to be stationary?
He's got to be in the same spot.
Those are still workouts. I mean, you're still
moving your legs.
Energy and everything.
I'm not sure what it is, but I...
You like being in one spot?
I like to have a screen in front of me, like a television and data and everything. That motivates me.
That's true.
I like being able to see a clock tick down, like, all right, 45, 40 minutes, 35. Like, I know when I'm going
to
be
done. Do the Meta glasses, like, are you able to, like, you're able to see something on your lens, right?
I wonder if that would make me more...
program the golf network while he's on a jog?
Apt to go out in the world. But then the other part of it is there's defense. Like ground balls.
Where do you think you could play the best? First base?
No, because anytime there's a ground ball, do you know how long it takes me to get down like to the ground? Have you seen me try to tee up a golf ball? It's like a process.
That's true.
I don't have time when there's a grounder coming at me to get my process to get from here all the way down to the ground to kill it.
Keep using that gun I gave you, massage gun.
Limber up a little
bit more.
I brought it with me. Yeah, I've been trying.
Everyone wants to see you out here. You're a celebrity. Everyone wants to see you out on the baseball fields. I mean, there's guys out here that are 70. There's a guy out here with one arm, okay? So go tell him your excuses, okay? The guy that's got one arm, the young lady with one leg.
Dana,
go tell Dana about your excuses that you can't run.
Oh, yeah, much more athletic than I am.
She's awesome, dude. Yeah.
She was on my team last year.
Yeah.
Actually, her and Josh were on my team last year.
Yeah.
They're the best. And she had a little trouble making contact.
Yep.
But, man, the effort was always there.
Always there.
She was always booking it down the line.
Yep.
Tried to play as much in the field as she could.
She's one leg. She's booking it down the line.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know.
But tell me again, Ben.
Tell me again.
I don't think you understand. I have twice as many problems because I have two legs. They're both problematic.
I don't think I would. I wouldn't use that argument with her, but
I would fear him like severing his hamstring from the bone. You know what I mean? Like where it just he's done, he's out. And then the weight comes back on, and it's just the whole
thing. I've
been
on
the golf for months and months. I know, dude. I know. Well, everybody wants to see you out there.
Yeah, the irony is I'll probably get in some sort of cart accident today.
Yeah, golf accident today.
Gosh, to play baseball today, I would have been better off.
When's the last time you ran?
Ran.
Just a jog, a light jog.
Years.
Wow.
Okay.
That's amazing. Okay.
It's hard on the knees. Mm. Really hard on the knees.
Not on a treadmill, it's not.
Treadmills are horrible for you.
Speed walking. I'll get up to like a 4 on a treadmill. Do you call that a jog or a...
Like speed 4?
Like a speed 4.
No, that's not a treadmill. That's a fast walk.
Fast.
Brisk.
I get to a brisk walk.
Okay. All right. Well, we want to have you out there.
My top speed is brisk walk.
Okay. You could brisk walk down to first base.
Could I? Yeah. That's what I was wondering.
You could.
Dana.
Feels like it's
embarrassing. Dana, we're just saying... You're much faster down the line than Ben. He was trying to get him out there to play.
He won't run.
He goes, I can't. I couldn't
you
run
would
to first
smoke
base.
Me in a race.
Look who's here.
You would smoke me. I am the slowest. I am the slowest human being.
Still faster than him.
Like, how you doing?
Like, Bruce Bochy could outrun me right now. Hi, bud.
Good to see you.
Mark Loretta walks in.
No hope.
Gentlemen, how we doing? Great to see you, bud. This is great.
We're trying
to get him out there. He won't do it. He won't.
I'm going to play golf this afternoon. You wish you could join me.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does. He does.
Mud and Mark Loretta really are the big shots here at Fantasy Camp.
They just walked in.
Like no one on the planet I could outrun.
Everybody else has been here at like 7 a.m.
The slowest person in history. I've always been like molasses slow.
Well, have a good round today.
Thank you.
Have fun. We'll see you tonight.
Have a good evaluation.
We will. I hope.
Stay in touch. Let me know what team you make it on, and then we'll reconvene. Watch a little college football tonight.
Yep.
And then we'll enjoy our weekend, and we'll come back Monday morning with all kinds of stories and see how we're all feeling on Monday morning. My guess is you two are going to be insanely sore, and I'm going to be chipper and happy. On Monday.
We're going to maybe use the shoebox tonight, and the real tier ones will know what we mean.
All right, thank you to Adam Klug for coming in early
and running
the ship back in our Odyssey studios. That's it for us. Braden and Frank coming up next for our executive producer, Paul Rondo, who does a ton of work out here to set up all of our remote equipment, and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Friday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.